and welcome to the Little Listener's Library. My name is Amelia, and this time I'm going to read a book called There's a Tiger in the Garden by Lizzie Stewart. So, are you ready? Let's go. Nora is bored. "There's nothing to do here, Grandma," she says. Jeff the giraffe is bored too. "Why don't you play in the garden?" says Nora's grandma. "Earlier, I saw huge dragonflies, plants that can swallow you up, a polar bear who was fishing, and best of all, a tiger." "There's no tiger here," says Nora. "Just the same boring old plants and boring old..." Whoosh! Something whizzes past Nora's face. It's a dragonfly. "Wow," says Nora. "Well," Nora says, "there might be huge dragonflies, but there aren't plants that'll eat us, or a polar bear, and there's definitely no tiger. Come on, Jeff, let's go home."
"Jeff!"
"Oh, fine. So there are huge dragonflies, and that bush wanted to eat you. But I don't see any polar bear, and there's still no sign of this tiger. Come on, Jeff, let's go home."
"Hello?"
says a gruff voice. Hello, replies Nora.
"I suppose you're looking for that tiger, aren't you?"
says the polar bear. "Oh, not you as well," shouts Nora. "There is no tiger in the garden. Tigers live in jungles, not in gardens." "Oh, so there might be big dragonflies, and even a polar bear that likes fishing. But there is absolutely, definitely no
tiger."
Says Nora.
"Hello,"
says the tiger. "Are you real?" says Nora.
"I don't know,"
says the tiger.
"Are you?"
Nora thinks about this for a long time. "I don't know," she admits. "How can you tell?"
"I'm not sure you can," says the tiger. "But I have an idea," says the tiger. "If you believe in me, then I'll be real."
"And if you believe in me," says Nora, "then I'll be real too."
"Deal?"
says the tiger. "Deal," agrees Nora. "Can I come and see you again?" asks Nora, when they are near her house.
"Of course," says the tiger. "Whenever you want me, I'll be here."
"You were right," says Nora at dinner time. "There was absolutely, definitely a tiger in the garden. And guess what? There's a mermaid in the bath." The end. What a brilliant imagination Nora has. And what fun she has playing in her imaginary world. I wonder, if you use your imagination, what do you think could be in your garden? Maybe a beautiful, friendly elephant? or a flock of rainbow-coloured birds. See if you can tell a grown-up all about what might be in your garden. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon.